The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's racing on this edition. You'll hear it all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 12:10pm with Mick Norton, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Mark Slater in the studio. It's Carlisle and Leicester, domestically both jumps meetings, and then there's a good card over in Ireland as well from Fairy House. Three Grade 1s on their card with the Royal Bond Novice Hurdle, the Hatton's Grace Hurdle and the Drinmore Novice Chase. So a really good Sunday to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Alistair Whitehouse-Jones. How are you, Ali?
Not bad, thank you, Mark.
Good. Now, we're recording this before Hennessy meeting at Newbury, so we can't really reflect on Saturday's action without guesswork. So what we'll do is we'll look back at Thursday and Friday, just in terms of anything that stood out to you so far from Newbury.
Thursday, I was really taken by Carreg Moore, who beat odds-on favourite Southfield Theatre in that Grade 2 Novice Chase. I mean, only three round, bit of a pathetic turnout, but God, this horse jumped well, and I think he's 25-1 or something silly for the RSA, and obviously, you know, how concrete that form is open to debate. Southfield Theatre really wants better ground than that, but you can't take anything away from the winner. I know he was getting £7 off the favourite, but he jumped superbly, and he looks a horse with a real future. He's got a great attitude and jumps well, and he's going to go far, I think, that horse, Carreg Moore.
Yeah, that was on Thursday, wasn't it?
That was on Thursday. There was a couple
of one of our shrewd Napsters went for that as well, I think.
I believe he did.
Yeah.
Definitely one to follow. He is. Yeah, it's a shame about yesterday. What did I tip yesterday? It was Coyaba, yeah, in the last. Oh, dear. Never mind.
Anything else stand out to you on the Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, I mean, that Jolly Allen. McManus had a double, didn't he, on that first day. Again, I mean, they were, you know, Jolly Allen 1-2-8. I mean, that told us absolutely nothing other than he can jump, and Yanworth won the bumper. Looked a nice horse. Alan King reckons he's going to be, again, he's going to be a horse that's going to be better suited by better ground. So he did well to win that, I guess. But again, he only beat, three rivals. And it's been a bit of a flat. I know the ground doesn't help, but it's been a fairly uninspiring couple of days, really, you know, for such a top meeting.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's going to liven up on Saturday big time, but the first couple of days didn't exactly set the pulse racing, did they?
Well, it's the ground, isn't it? I think it's been very heavy at Newbury, and nothing you can really do about that, I suppose. The prize money was good enough. It was just a case of the ground, I think. So
yeah. What happened on Friday? Coney Gray finally got him back on the track, didn't they? And he was, again, another impressive winner of a novice chase. Again, jumped well, showed a really good attitude, beat a nice type in Del Arca, you know, two good horses. Mm-hmm. And the handicaps were a bit of a muchness, weren't they? You know, Wilton Milan, he's going to have limitations, I think, when upped in grade. Tully Esquihill needs deep ground, so again, he's a horse that is dependent upon that. No buts, you couldn't help but be taken by him. Skipped away from them in the handicap chase. I'd definitely keep an eye on that Pendra, though. He was unlucky not to win a handicap at Cheltenham last March. He's very well handicapped, this horse, and bar the winner, he travelled exceptionally well. He absolutely thumped two out, I think it was, and but for that, he he may have bustled up the winner, but he's a horse that is definitely going to win a good handicap this season off that mark.
Yeah. And Nicky Henderson had the last two winners on the card. He's had a bit of a tricky couple of weeks, hasn't he? A bit of a lean spell.
Yeah,
odds on favourites beaten and so on and so forth. Do you think he's maybe turning the corner now?
Well, you couldn't really, not on the evidence of those two wins in the last couple of races. Had a bit of a nightmare, to be honest. I mean, you look at the horses he's got out at the minute. You know, My Tenter Yours, obviously, he's out for the season. Sprinter Sacra, I knew 10 days ago that horse wasn't going to run in the Tingle Creek. I don't know why it took quite so long, because it was fairly common knowledge. He only announced it yesterday, was it?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I mean, he's touch and go whether... If we do see him again, you wouldn't back him, would you?
Not yet. Not
if any slight inclination that he's not right, he'll be pulled out.
Yeah.
So he's a complete no-go area from a punting perspective, Sprinter Sacra.
Do you think we'll ever see him back as... I mean, Denman came back from a heart problem, didn't he? And he was all right.
God knows. Yeah. I'm not a vet, Mark. I don't know. But I'd like to see him back. He's an absolute machine. And isn't the jumps game lesser for his absence? You know, he's just a superstar. But I don't care what price he is next time you see him. I won't be backing him.
Fair enough. Anything else stand out to you, or shall we move on to Sunday's action?
Yeah, let's move on, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, we could talk all day about Saturday stuff. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it is, yeah. We'll look
we'll
forward
do that
to
Sunday, won't we?
We will, yes. I'm sure we'll get you back on the podcast for tomorrow.
No doubt.
Sounds like you just volunteered yourself. So.
Bleed me dry.
Anyway, let's move on to Sunday.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, then on to Sunday. We've got Leicester and Carlisle domestically, and Alistair's going to give us his best bets from those two venues, starting in the 145 at Leicester, which is a handicap chase, a Class 4 handicap chase over the extended 2 miles and 7 furlongs. It's almost 3 miles. It's for 4-year-olds and older. 11 of them in the lineup for this one, so a nice field size. Which ones do you like in here?
I like the old lad, who a horse of Tom George's, stable in great form. This is a horse that was always going to make a better chaser, and he couldn't really have been a lot more impressive at Warwick. He came home 7 lengths to the good. That was over shorter. He was strong in the finish. He jumped well. You know, to win round Warwick, you need to be a neat-footed jumper. You know, those fences down the back straight come quick and fast. And this horse, he looked a bit of a natural. And, you know, I think there's definitely more to come from him off his current mark. He's only a 6-year-old. And I think he'll take all the beating here. He's going to be favourite. But, you know, the longer trip will definitely help him. And, as I said, the stable's in cracking form, so the old lad is the selection for that. I mean, the other one I'd mention is Winds and Waves, the daily horse. Form figures don't look great. Pulled up 8th, 6th, pulled up. But if you go back to that second on soft ground at Worcester, which was just over a year ago, you know, this horse is well handicapped. He's been bitterly disappointing since then, but I thought it was quite interesting. He was well backed at Ludlow. May have found the ground a bit lively on his reappearance. He's been given a bit of time off since then, 38 days. I think they've been waiting for the rain. And he can go well. Okay. But whether he'll beat the old lad, I don't know.
So you're going with the old lad?
I am, the old lad.
Okay, to Carlisle we go for their 2.25, and this one is a Class 4 handicap hurdle. It's over 2 miles and 3 furlongs, and it's for 3-year-olds and older. A couple of in-form runners in here, Spanish Fleet and Dumper to Perfection, both arrive here in winning form. Either of those still on the shortlist?
Yeah, they've got to be. They're not going to be the selection. I mean, Spanish Fleet is on a hat-trick. Just a horse that's turned the corner. He's a good looker, this horse, and something, you know, the penny's clearly dropped, but I think he, you know, 11-11 on, he's got a big weight on what's going to be fairly bad ground at Carlisle, and I'll take him on with the McCain horse, Nafath. He would have had absolutely every chance in that race that he talked to last time, had he not, he didn't even fall, he was brought down, he was just unlucky. And interestingly, he was ahead of Spanish Fleet here in October on his first run over hurdle since late 2012. And that was over a 2 mile, 1 furlong. And this longer trip will definitely help this horse. He was essentially a stale on the flat. I think he's a well handicapped on a mark of 110. And as I said, had he not been brought down at Etoxta last time, we'd have had every chance. And I think he's one of the most interesting horses running on Sunday, Nafath. Yeah, the stable's hardly flying high, but, you know, accept that, then I think he's a solid horse.
Okay. Nafath, then the selection for Alistair in the 2.25. Moving on to the 3 o'clock next, and this is a Class 3 handicap chase over 3.25 miles. It's for 4-year-olds and older. 6 of them line up here, and I suppose And the Man's quite interesting. Ended last season in good form, a faller on return, but that was the first fence. So what do you make of him here?
Yeah, as you said, this is essentially his first run of the season. But Nicky Richards is having winners. He's a progressive type. As you said, he did well towards the back end of last season. It's just the fact that really this is, as I said, essentially his first run of the season. And the one I'll do like here is a horse called Milbra, who he recorded some decent Racing Post ratings in respect of his current mark last season. And, I mean, he's on a mark of, 129. And, you know, in novice chases last season, he was sort of up to, you know, in the 130s in terms of Racing Post ratings. So you could make a case for this horse being fairly well handicapped. And although he was beaten a long way at Ayr on his comeback run, he was a sent-off favourite that day, and he made a bad mistake at just the wrong time. I think it was five fences from home, and he wasn't really persevered with after that. As I said, it was interesting. He was well back. This is only his 13th run. I believe he's got room to manoeuvre off his current mark, and I think he could be the answer to this this six-runner handicap. Where, you know, it's going to take a bit of getting, 3.25 mile around Carlisle, but this horse, you know, it'll be up this horse's street.
Mm.
It'll probably be a five-runner race because the other Nicky Richards horse, Tutchev, is of course down to run at Newcastle on Saturday and in the rehearsal chase. And if he does, then not a cat in hell's chance will he turn out on Sunday.
No. Did win this race last year though, so if he doesn't run at Newcastle...
He'd have a chance, but yeah. I think he's running at Newcastle. So,
yeah.
Unless he falls out the lobby, go in there.
Okay, fair enough. Let's have a quick summary of your selections, Alistair, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'm going to go at Leicester, the old lad in the 145, and then at Carlisle, Nafath in the 225, and Milborough in the 3 o'clock.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks, Alistair. Good luck and enjoy on Sunday.
Cheers, Mark.
So there you go. The thoughts of Alistair Whitehouse-Jones on Sunday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 12:10 PM. Alistair will be in the studio and he'll be joined by Mick Norton and Mark Slater. We have Carlisle and Leicester domestically and a very good card over in Ireland from Fairy House. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.